capital of Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is still not close to a deal to fund the government beyond this month. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and a frustrated Republican Senator Steve Daines tells Fox,
this government shutdown nonsense, frankly, is going to hurt the American people, cost more money.
And as Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports, the drama is in the House.
Republicans have not been able to get on the same page when it comes to a short-term spending bill to keep the government open until the end of October. Now, they'll look to their original goal to pass all 12 appropriations bills that fund the government. Today, the House Rules Committee will consider four of them. Republican Ralph Norman sits on that committee and tells Fox Business the bills are on speed dial.
We've got to stop this spending with what the Biden administration is doing, and we'll see how it turns out. Do I think a shutdown now is likely? Yes, I do.
Even if they do pass all that, Senate Democrats do not support the spending cuts. House Republicans have no plans to approve new military aid for Ukraine, despite hearing a plea from President Volodymyr Zelensky, who did get a package of additional weapons and aid from President Biden.
More artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine.
Now, Ukraine went on the offensive today with a missile attack that hit the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. At least five students remain in critical condition the day after the charter bus they were on perhaps had a blown tire and went off a highway in New York, crashing down a ravine. Orange County Executive Stephen Newhouse tells Fox,
it looks like there was some damage to the front left side, and that's what caused it. We heard about the tire, but we can't be positive on that right now.
Now, the students were on their way to a band camp in Pennsylvania. The Farmingdale, New York High School band director and a retired teacher were both killed, dozens more injured. It's the eighth day of the auto workers' strike, and it could get bigger. The union warns if there is no progress in talks by noon, more workers will walk off the job. So far, it's just three plants they have shut down in this strike, one each for Ford, GM, and Stellantis. America's listening to Fox News.
Hun, we need to stop putting off getting life insurance.
I know. It's just been so busy, and I'm sure the cost is out of our budget.
Well, Jen told me that they got a $500,000 term life insurance policy from Ethos for less than $23 a month. All online, with no complicated forms and no medical exam. All they had to do was answer a few health questions.
Wait, no medical exam and all online?
I know, right? It's not easy to think about, but if something happened to you, James and I would be...
Okay, I get it. Let's get a quote from Ethos right now. Wow, you were right. There's no medical exam. And Ethos makes the whole online process fast and easy. And look at these rates and coverage options. It's great protection and totally fits our budget.
Ethos. They've removed all the barriers from getting coverage. Go to checkethos.com to get your free online quote. That's checkethos.com.
Quote based on a healthy, non-smoking 30-year-old male with a 20-year term policy. Rates may vary.
There has been a bigger border surge this week. 10,000 migrants found crossing illegally Wednesday alone, many of them in Texas. But as Republicans blame Biden policies, Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House reports.
The administration says the president submitted his plans for comprehensive immigration reform on his first day in office. And until Republicans on Capitol Hill start to do something on that, then they've already done their part and there's nothing more that they can do. The president was speaking at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Gala last night, and he punted the issue to the GOP.
For decades, immigration reform has been a bipartisan in this country. Unfortunately, the mega Republican congressman of my predecessor spent 4 years gutting the immigration system.
Fox News obtained drone footage showing a group of more than 2,000 passing together near Eagle Pass. That is one of the largest single groups ever recorded.
There's yet another lawsuit related to abortion, but it's different than all those fighting bans put in place in Republican-led states.
California's Attorney General Rob Bonta filing suit Thursday against a chain of anti-abortion counseling centers, claiming they misled women about treatments to reverse the abortion pill. Advocates of the treatment claim that if a pregnant woman takes high doses of the hormone progesterone within 72 hours of taking an abortion-inducing pill, it will safely and effectively cancel its effects. The lawsuit claims abortion pill reversal treatments are unproven, largely experimental, and without scientific backing. The group Heartbeat International says every woman deserves the right to try and save her pregnancy from an abortion she no longer wants. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. In the NFL, there's one team already 3-0 on the season. The San Francisco 49ers beat the New York Giants 30-12 last night.
We know it's a long season and there's still so much football left. And so I love the mentality of our team right now because I think We're 3-0. We're happy, but we're still hungry, and there's still a lot that we can get better at, and that's a good place to be.
That's Christian McCaffrey. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A three-mile stretch of Jasper Street in Decatur getting a $10 million fit to bring it back to life. City leaders approving earlier in the week a roadmap to revitalize the Jasper Street corridor between Pershing Road and Lakeshore Drive. A year ago, the city of Decatur launched the Great Street, Great Neighborhoods Initiative. Urbana man arrested Wednesday in connection to a shooting from June that killed a man. Police say they arrested 45-year-old Sidney Smith at the Champaign County Courthouse where he was attending court on an unrelated case. Police also located a handgun in Smith's car that had been reported stolen out of Indiana. Champaign County Coroner has identified the 23-year-old man who died on Tuesday night after he crashed his car fleeing from police. Dwayne Northrup identified the man as Devontae Turner, adding he was pronounced dead at Carle Foundation Hospital. Northrup said Turner died as a result of injuries sustained in that crash. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. We go to our weather with our meteorologist, Greg Solier. Always a pleasure to have Greg on. Brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC. Well, pretty good significant rain. I thought it rained fairly hard, at least where I was. Greg, do you have anything in the totals? Well, I don't hear him. I'm on the right Eastern time. It's 908, 808 Central.
Yeah,
anyway, it should be nice today for our broadcast at Pia's.
Yes, looking so forward to that Bullet Woody wagon on the patio. So much free stuff being handed out. And, of course, we've got tickets. We've got T-shirts and hats. We've got Illini jerseys that we handed out last week. Last time we were there, we had a Brett Bielema signed football. I never know what Eric Meyer's going to bring. Of course, he's part of the quarterback club and knows how to work the deals. And we have just a great time after three. So come by 1609 West Springfield Avenue and enjoy with Pia's this afternoon.
Today's high should be 81 or so.
Yeah.
81 tomorrow, 77 Sunday. No rain expected here for the next week or so, according to what
that.
Greg thinks.
Currently at 67 here in downtown Philo.
I'm going to get our friend Lieutenant Commander, retired Joe Cardinelli. He'll be coming up next here on ESPN 93.5. We do have a Stever. If you would like pizza from Jets, I hand that out. I mean, like $50, that's two pizzas? Depending on the size. Jets is a little more money, but it's really worth it based on what they do to make their pizzas. It's different, and you'll find out if you taste it. And if you have tasted it, you know. So you can load up something, get $25-$27 on it. And might get two. Anyway, $50 bills are being handed out for free pizza, Jets pizza. Just go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com. American hero, Joe Cardinelli. How are you, sir?
Great. How you doing, my friend?
Tired Lieutenant Commander. Why don't you just be mayor of New York? What do you think?
Anything's an improvement from what we have.
Well, it's all Trump's fault. Well, we know we defined that last hour with the border. Joe Biden said last night it's all Donald Trump and it's all the MAGA Republicans. It's all their fault. What are you talking about,
right,
man? What are you talking about? I don't know, Joe. We live in a crazy world, sir.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. And, you know, I think the AI is sitting in the White House right now. We definitely have artificial intelligence up there, that's for sure.
Okay, the artificial intelligence and deep fakes, would you please explain what's happening? Because it's like, okay, yay, we got fire to warm our hands, and then people burn stuff down. There's just tools we have that are incredible that are misused, and AI is obviously becoming one of them. You're getting the deep fakes with what? Fake voices and fake everything, and people go for it and pay ransoms. Mm-hmm. What's happening, Joe Cardinelli?
Well, you know what? We're so wrapped up in our technology today, and our phones that, you know, we're speaking on right now, the computers going on, all the websites and everything, and people don't understand that. It's just an information gathering system for the criminals. So you and I have spoken about the things in the past, like the facial recognition. Remember, we had that discussion a while back.
Yep.
This just compounds that by adding a voice print to a face print to everything else and using it in the criminal atmosphere to trick people into believing that they're speaking to a bona fide person, whether it be a family member or whatever. But that's what they're doing today. And there's no checkmate for this right now. So how does law enforcement fight this? I mean, you go out there and you're getting senior citizens that are being duped every day on a normal level where they get regular phone calls from somebody saying, hi, it's the IRS, you're in trouble, and they cave into their demands. Now compound that with something of a family member's voice or a picture. Hey, we could even send you a picture. We have your grandchild over there, and it's all generated from AI. All right, and the public is unaware of all this because there's no instructions from anybody saying be aware of this or be aware of that, and there's no checkmates in place for it on the Yale law enforcement side other than to put anything out there that they can to combat it.
I don't know where this goes, Joe. I mean, you know, this is only going to compound, isn't it?
Oh, it's already compounded from what we discussed, about a month and a half ago. You know, I keep reading these stories. I mean, look at Microsoft, what it just came out with the Windows 11. I got an email about it today. And let your listeners think about that. How many times have we gone, and, you know, like you and I will have a conversation, we're in an office or something, I say, you know what, I'm really thinking about going to look at a new car this weekend, and all of a sudden, ads start popping up on your phone for new cars.
Yeah, no, I know that.
I mean,
that.
That's not a coincidence. Yeah. That's not a coincidence, and people cannot believe that it is. Like, oh, wow, man, it's so crazy. Yeah. I was just spoken to Doobie, and this just popped up, you know? I mean, it's not a coincidence, and stop thinking it is. So Big Brother's been watching and listening for a long time. It's how Big Brother is using this to go out there
When it comes to marketing, and I get these, I'm not necessarily attracted to them. I'm creeped out.
You know, I'm creeped out as well, but you know what? It's there, and all these phones and computers, they're a necessary evil for us. However, the evil is out there in the criminal element who's using it to dupe, like, seniors and everybody else, and not only that, to make a footprint of you. Using your photos, using your voice. How many times have you received a bogus phone call where they go, oh, I'm sorry, I have the wrong thing, but you already spoke for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Now they have a voice print of you as well. So is it scary? Yes, it is. What can we do as far as law enforcement? Let's get all the information we can about this and put it out there for the public of what they should be aware of and what they should be doing. But there's nothing like that right now on the AI end of this. I mean, haven't seen anything.
But you can go to TikTok all day long and do these prints and fake this stuff, and there's the FBI could get it, wouldn't know what to do with it, right? Because it's really them, but somehow they're able to dub new words in or something. I'm not sure.
I mean, anybody could do anything. We've seen that. We've seen that with videos, how they're enhanced, and they're not. You know, they're trying to be challenged in court and then having a hard time with it. I mean, we've seen it for, let's use January 6th. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen how the videos and everything are being played with right now, and now it's just starting to come out with certain news groups that are the only ones that put it out there. But people buy it. That's the scary part. People buy it, and they think it's bona fide. Well, it's on the internet. It must be real. Well, this is the world we live in today. So people just need to be aware, and they have to start forcing government, you know, their elected officials, to hold them accountable for keeping us safe in this area. We're not being kept safe right now.
Joe Cardinale, how can people connect with you, my friend?
JoeCardinale.com. They can leave my website. I'll be glad to answer anything I'm within my capabilities in this day and age. But just JoeCardinale.com. And like I said, just keeping it real.
Always a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate you.
Anytime. Take care, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Joe Cardinale, ESPN 93.5. We jump to our morning sports.
Got a comment on text line saying a deep fake of Joe Biden would be obvious. Nothing could be less believable than the real thing.
There you go.
So thanks for that comment. 359-2255, our Tapman's Towing phone line.
We have the Cardinal recap ready now.
Okay. 6-0 with the Brewers on top. Here we go.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals are in San Diego, where they'll play the Padres tonight with Dakota Hudson, looking for his 7th victory starting the game for the Cardinals. Wasn't a good homestand. The biggest highlight of the year was Adam Wainwright's 200th victory. He got that Monday night in a 1-0 win over Milwaukee. But in all, against Philadelphia and Milwaukee, with the Brewers winning 6-0 yesterday, a 2-5 homestand.
Cardinals couldn't stay out of the big inning, it seemed like, the entire homestand. But you're right, the Waino victory certainly made it an exciting time to be at Busch Stadium. Cardinals went over 3 million fans. We'll have a couple of three days left, in fact, on the schedule at home. But the Cardinals taking on San Diego tonight.
And against right-hander Dakota Hudson, it's Matt Waldron. He's 1-3, and San Diego has been hot lately.
They really have been playing well. They are kind of an underachieving team, but not lately.
The Cardinals and the Padres tonight on the air at 7:45 Central, 8:30. Ricky will have the lineups. And I'll bring you the first pitch around 8:40 Central time from Petco Park. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Pittsburgh over the Cubs 8-6 yesterday. Cubs will start a series up against Colorado's Rockies. Noah Davis to the mound for the Rockies. Jameson Talon for the Cubs. That's a 1:20 start today, tomorrow, and Sunday over on US 105.9. Go Cubs! Come on, we need wins. Chicago White Sox and Boston have a 6-10 start. NFL action yesterday, the San Francisco 49ers over the New York Giants 30-12. One of the highlights, Christian McCaffrey says it's a huge honor tying Jerry Rice's touchdowns in 12 straight games.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, he's good.
Also, Dallas cornerback star Trayvon Diggs,
he's
torn
out.
Knee yeah. ligament in practice.
Most interceptions yesterday. Since 2020, so that'll be a hit for the Cowboys.
Well, the Cowboys had signed a 5-year contract extension worth $97 million with him.
A lot of guarantee
Illinois,
in there.
Illinois and Florida Atlantic Owls tomorrow at 2:30. Win tickets over at Pia's. We'll be live after 3 with Lante and Derek Piper and some fun guests and lots of prizes. Illinois softball in action against Lakeland College moved to today. Speaking of softball, Unity Junior High softball at State at 5 o'clock taking on Beecher. Sunday athletics have Illinois volleyball team against Michigan State at Hall at 1. Women's soccer hosting Michigan. And when it comes to the NFL, we've got the Bears and Chiefs, Indy and Baltimore, and Saints and Green Bay. Now, when it comes to some local favorites, Central versus Urbana. So Central's 1-2, Urbana's 0-4, PBL and Rantoul. We also have Monticello and Pontiac. SJO's 4-0 on the season, taking on Carterville 4-0 on the season. We have Unity taking on Bloomington Central Catholic. They're 4-0 on the season, Unity 3-1. We also have Villa Grove and Arcola and Tuscola and Central A&M.
All right, Busey suggests before you get married that you have that talk about money. I mean, you're having a joint checking account. How's that going to work? What's your credit status? What's your credit status? Kind of talk about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Marrying a person with bad credit will not drag down your score, but their credit will be factored in when you're applying for joint financing. You need to know everything. Busey can sit down with you and talk about some of the things maybe you're not thinking about. And I know right now it's busy and exciting. You're getting married. It's wonderful. But make sure that you guys kind of on the same page and talk about it. And just kind of know what each other's thinking, how much we're going to save, what do you think on vacations, how are we going to do this, do you have a pension? You need to do this when you're young, and then you'll be really good to go when you're older. Just starting out, celebrating your milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Keep and manage all your accounts in one place, 5 lines of business, personal, mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC. All of our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line. We want to check your weekend weather. We got Barry Hauser yet to come on the program.
Yes, and Urbana Park District has their Take a Kid Outside Weeks to enjoy. We'll get the details soon.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. The rains have been even keeled, soaking, and certainly percolating of late. It's the usual trade-off between, harvest-related activities and backyard-related activities. Things will dry out over the course of the front part of the weekend, but boy, in the overnight hours, 6 inches in areas around Logan County out northwest of Decatur. That's the overnight rainfall totals, and up and around LaSalle County, close to 3 or 4 before all set. Done. Most of that broader-based activity to the north and northeast of us as the morning progresses. Still a stray shower thunderstorm here this morning and late this afternoon possible at 81 with a partly sunny sky. 57 tonight. Weekend forecast. Kickoff temperature of 83 with sunshine, light wind. Maybe a couple of isolated to widely scattered showers back in Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. 78 on Sunday. 70s Monday and Tuesday. Back into an extended, dry, milder pattern beginning mid to late next week. Highs between 75 and 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
General Motors and Ford shares are losing ground, though Stellantis shares are higher, with a possible expansion of the United Auto Workers strike looming if there is no significant progress by noon Eastern time. Amazon shares are up 1%. The company plans to start running ads and shows and movies on Prime Video next year. A commercial-free version of Prime Video will cost $2.99 a month. Amazon's been looking for ways to generate more income from its entertainment to cover the costs of creating its shows and movies. Tech investor Kathy Wood's ARK Invest Fund continued to sell Tesla stock this week, dropping 170,000 of the shares in 3 consecutive days. Wood has been locking in profits on Tesla stock since mid-June. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown. A contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
He's with the Urbana Park District. It's David Subers. David, how are you?
Hey, doing all right. How about yourself, Stevie?
Fine. I mean, I see this thing you're doing, Take a Child Outside Week, and my knee-jerk is, don't we take our kids outside?
Right. Maybe
we
can.
I mean, I guess we're just so locked into our electronics that you have to actually say, hey, guys, let's go out.
It's yeah,
this,
yeah.
The vitamin D, it's the sunshine,
right.
And it's really cool.
Take them outside. The weather's beautiful.
I mean, it's good for you guys. And Urbana has a lot of cool places to go outside. That's for sure.
Heck yeah, we do. And we are kind of doing some different events throughout the next week or so at different parks and things. So it'll be great for people to visit some new places maybe that they haven't checked out before, too.
What's outdoor movie night? Everybody loves those. That's tonight.
Yeah, that's right. So we're kicking it off tonight. We got outdoor movie night. We're playing a movie called The Bad Guys, and I'm excited about it. I think it's a good one. Fits our kind of vibe pretty well.
Okay, that's at 6:45 at the Anita Purvis Nature Center. Now, I want to remind people, because I've done things in our hometown parks, that if you have a kid 15 and under, you have to stay with that kid. You can't just drop them off.
That's right. Yes, thank you for mentioning that. Yep, we try to, you know, all these programs are, you know, if you're bringing your child, make sure to be there with them. Because, yeah, that's part of this whole effort is kind of get kids out there with adults and, you know, kind of experience some good nature or just outdoor play together.
So they're bringing their own lawn chair or a blanket to sit on for that?
That's right. That's right. Bring a lawn chair and a blanket. Check in at 6:45. We'll start the movie right at 7 as the sun starts going down there. And, yep, it'll go till about 8:40 or so.
So pretty much every day you got something going on. David, let's talk
That's
about what's
right.
happening tomorrow.
Heck yeah, you got it. So tomorrow is a big event that I'm really excited about at the Nature Center between 1 and 3 p.m. We're doing kind of several things at once, and we're calling it Uniting People, Art, and Nature. We've got a new art show opening. We've got a brand new chainsaw sculpture on the playscape that we're kind of officially unveiling and doing a ribbon cutting. And then for, you know, some younger audiences, we've got a program called Steam with Sticks, where we're going to have all these different stations for building and crafting and you know, learning about science and looking at things with microscopes. And it's just going to be great. We're really excited. We've been putting a lot of effort into it.
So that's 1 to 3 tomorrow at the Anita Purvis Nature Center. I know my son Aiden is a big stick fanatic for some reason.
That's something that
he's gravitated to, and he runs them between his fingers. It's a sensory thing, but you can make towers and forts and rafts and things like that too.
That's right. We're going to build necklaces. We've got some cool sound stations. I mean, it's just going to be, we've got all kinds of fun stuff out there. And like you said, kids, they gravitate towards playing with sticks, and it's a good resource that we've got lots of.
The texture track sounds interesting at Meadowbrook on Sunday after 1.
That's right. Yep. So on Sunday, the very next day, that's the 24th year, we're going to be out at Meadowbrook Park from 1 to about 3 p.m. still. We're asking that people pick up their activity books by 2:30. But, yeah, we're celebrating the Wandell Sculpture Garden's 25th anniversary on Sunday, and we're going to give out some little activity books. People can go around, try to check out some different sculptures and do some texture rubbings. They can bring them back to us when they're done, and they get to see a special animal guest and maybe get to touch its texture too.
Do we come in off Ray Street for that event on Sunday after 1 at Meadowbrook?
Yeah, great question. There's two entrances. We are going to be at the Ray Street entrance next to the Garden Pavilion. So not the entrance with the big, you know, wooden playground, but the other one off of Ray Street.
We want people to go to the website so they can really explore all you've got. But some cool things later, Full Moon Hike is coming up September 28th, and kids go fishing on the 29th.
Nice.
That's fun.
That's right. Yep, we've had some really good days out there fishing with some kids at Crystal Lake Park, and we've had people just get really excited about it, catching their first fish out there and really get into that new hobby. So, you know, we want to explore that. Kids Go Fishing, like you said, is Friday the 29th from 4 to 6 at the Lake House in Crystal Lake Park. And our Full Moon Hike is actually full. Those are the only two programs where we're asking for pre-registration, and our Full Moon Hike is actually totally full up.
Oh, nice.
But we'll do those again. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, if you've got small kids, kids up to age 15, it's a wonderful thing. It's something to do. It's something different. Urbana's loaded with cool things like that. David, I'm just sorry you're not enthusiastic about this, man.
Tell me about it, right? If only I could be more excited.
No, you exude.
This is your zone,
you
Dave.
Exude the week. Okay, where do I go to learn more in detail?
Yes, absolutely. So check out urbanaparks.org. Go on the web, and you'll see some information right on the front page of that Tickets Out Outside Week. You can also give us a call if you have questions at the Anita Purvis Nature Center. Give us a call at 217-384-4062.
Good Super. Work. Good job, David. Way to go.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate y'all.
Anytime.
Have a great weekend.
We like the energy there. That's good stuff. All right, there you go. A whole week, get your kids out. And again, that sounds like, well, what do you mean? The kids aren't going out.
And the hikes at Busey Woods midweek sounds great. They also have the Sunday morning bird walks at Busey Woods that are fun after 7:30. And Blair Park will have a bubble bonanza on September 27th. So again, learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Yeah, so it's just, you might be surprised if you go to Anita Purvis Nature Center and walk in Busey Woods behind that and just close your eyes and pretend you're like in Timbuktu, because you'll feel like that.
I know.
It's just, you get away and you say, well, I'm in Urbana, or the Urbana Country Club. Hey, you get away.
Right.
It feels different. It's just
I love that it has the wood planks that, you know, you're not going to get muddy on your hike.
No, right.
They have it elevated. Yeah. So we've had some spotty showers. You can still have a great walk within, you know, a couple of minutes of the shower passing.
All right. We're going to break. Be right back. We'll meet, talk with, I don't think we have not in a long time. Barry Houser.
Love Barry Houser. Big fan.
Lacks energy. Other than that, we will get into that about the Marching Illini Band Day. Everything's great, except I wouldn't want his job coordinating that.
That is a lot. It's a lot of people.
400 people?
On a Marching Illini alone.
Yeah, the band day is what, 1,000? It's a lot.
That's crazy.
And it's a big day for those kids.
And to teach everybody the moves.
They learn it before, but you still got to.
Oh.
They all work on the music.
At their own high school.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
I'm thinking. I don't know that. I'm presuming they come in ready. What number are we playing?
Exactly.
We're playing Joy to the World,
number 42. I can't imagine playing and marching. I mean, I played the trumpet in junior high, but wow.
Yeah, that whole coordination thing where you're supposed to be on the 19-and-a-half-yard line, I don't get it either. Uh-huh. News coming up.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Allow us to offer you a welcoming invitation to our MCC family get-together on Sunday, September 24th. Come and join our Muhammad Christian Church as we will celebrate our weekly worship service outside at 10 a.m. A tent canopy to protect from the weather will be in place, and a welcoming team will greet you and your family and assist your every need. Bottled water, smiles, and a chorus of glad to see you will be provided. And oh, please stop by our children's ministry table and hear of the creative, exciting, and fun walks with Jesus. Join us as we share communion and the feeling of our Lord smiling with his blessings. That's Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, Sunday, September 24th, for outside service at 10 a.m. And stay for our MCC family get-together picnic, absolutely free following service. We are Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road. Please visit MuhammadChristian.org.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Okay, so we have Stever. It's Jets Pizza. Go Stever.com. We have live from Pia's today, 3 to 5, or the 3 o'clock repeated in the 5 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of happenings going on today, and Pia's is fun. Come on out to West Springfield and figure out where you're parking. Sometimes right. It's a little trickier.
It's all good,
though.
You can
figure it out. You can figure it out.
So great.
And you got to be there for the live show. Lante, Derek Piper, lots of free stuff, including game tickets.
And the Bullet Woody Wagon.
Woo-wee. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. No House votes scheduled today or this weekend on spending bills to keep the federal government funded past next Saturday. Republicans can't agree on what to do.
We have, I think, 5. They're saying no. I'll say this. The worst thing we can do is shut down the government at this point.
Utah Republican Burgess Owens, South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman, also on Fox Business.
There's just a core group of us that economic security is national security. We're tired of it.
And so far, that group opposes a short-term deal to extend federal funding past the end of the month deadline. A Ukrainian missile strike hits the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Naval Fleet in Russian-occupied Crimea. Ukraine's President Zelensky in Washington's thanking the U.S. for more military aid.
It has exactly what our soldiers need now.
Artillery rounds, anti-tank weapons, additional air defense, and other equipment. Fox confirms that migrant encounters for this fiscal year ending at the end of this month have broken last year's record. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Danville man charged in a deadly road rage shooting in Texas. Police in Van Zandt County, Texas say a woman shot while in a car on Tuesday on I-20. Police determined Jason Rashad Williams, the shooter. He was driving an 18-wheeler at the time. Williams being held on one count of murder and 3 additional charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A man dead after fleeing from police and crashing in Champaign. Say Damani Turner killed in the accident Tuesday night at the intersection of Springfield Avenue and Staley Road. He previously fled a traffic stop by Champaign County Sheriff's Office earlier in the night. Police believe he was fleeing the area after spotting a Sheriff's Department car on Staley Road. Well, Susana Soriano is Governor Pritzker's pick to be next director of banking for the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation. Soriano previously served as the deputy director of banking after joining the department in October of 2020. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van and vicinity. And overnight, rains have been slow to move and recurring over parts of North Central and Central Illinois to our northwest and north. Some spots from LaSalle County, 1 to 3 inches of rain have come on down, close to 6 inches in areas just northwest of Decatur, centered right around sections of Logan County. In any event, a couple of showers around parts of the area for this morning, a rumble of thunder, and maybe a nice little shower this afternoon. Becoming partly sunny, 81, down tonight to a partly cloudy low of 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm. Kickoff temperature and highs at around 83 and a light east southeasterly wind. Back into a couple of isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday into Monday and Tuesday. Highs up near 78 on Sunday. 70s for Monday and Tuesday right through the rest of next week. Back into a mild and drier weather pattern in the middle and late portions of next week for outdoor work and harvest-related activities. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Well, it's a band-day tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, at 8:34 Q. The best band in the land.
Yeah. I love it.
Happy to welcome Barry Houser. He's the man with the white gloves that really knows what he's doing. Barry, how in the heck are you, man? Been a while.
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you both doing?
We're doing fine. Yeah. I think the last time I saw you and your beautiful family, I think Abigail's your wife, you had two little kids that were like, I don't know, 4 and 2. How old are they
now?
How old are they now?
Yes. They are 10 and 11.
Wow.
Growing up quick.
It's
crazy.
Are they interested in marching? Do they play instruments? What's your story?
Well, they do play some instruments, but they're very athletic-oriented right now. We've got one running cross-country in sixth grade and another playing travel league basketball. So that's filling the time, but they both are playing brass instruments as well.
Wow.
So stay busy.
It's Barry Houser. So band day means that not only do you have to do your stuff, but now you got to integrate their stuff. I'd have no idea how you do your job.
Right.
No idea.
Yeah, there are days I don't know how I do my job either, so I'm just really lucky. I've got great students. No, we've got a little over 25 high schools from across the state of Illinois, so we'll have about 1,500 extra high school students on the field. So, we've got a rehearsal / practice that will take place tomorrow morning. That'll be the first time we put that all together, and fingers crossed.
I mean, they have the music, and they've been working on it presumably for a while. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we send out the music, we send out videos for the dance teams and for the guard members so they know some of the routines before they get here. And we take about probably about a half hour, 45 minutes tomorrow morning. We'll put that all out on the field, let them know how they get out there, how they get from the stands down to the field through the south tunnel. And then the magic happens. At least we hope. Type of magic.
But for these kids, this is a moment. This is huge. You never get tired of being down there, do you?
No, we really don't. And I think that's something that I remind our own students. I think it can be easily, you can take that for granted, what a great opportunity that we have to be on the field on a regular basis. But, for these high school students, some of them, it may be their dream to be part of the Marching Illini or to do something like this later on. And just to, have an experience like this, to be part of something bigger than themselves, is just a huge thing for many of them.
Yeah, I don't think people understand the work that goes in. When early August hits, you guys are out there.
Yeah, no matter how hot it is.
Too. Long, man.
Oh,
you're working hour after hour after hour. It's unbelievable. Don't you get tired, Barry Houser? Don't you wear down, man?
Yeah, I'm still ticking along. I'm doing all right. I think, working with these students, they keep you young, so that's part of it. But it's a great job that I have. Often refer to it as the world's best job. Yes, and there as like with anything, as we all know, there's certain things out there that can take away from that. But at the end of the day, the impact that you have, the support that we can provide for football and for our fans, and the many people that we get to communicate with is such a huge part of why this job is so positive and attitude of gratitude all the way.
How many are on the field at a time?
So we take 400. Something that listeners may not know is that we actually auditioned the group, and this past year we had to turn away about 800 people from the Marching Illini.
Are you serious? Is that the same at Purdue or anywhere? I mean, I've never heard of that. Really?
I don't know. I think that they audition there. They audition at Ohio State, and they've got pretty good numbers too. So, but our numbers continue to be very high.
Unbelievable. So, well, I met one of your freshmen, and really have been hanging a little because she goes to CrossFit. She's one of our coaches. My son owns a CrossFit gym. Her name is Gwyneth Graham. She plays clarinet.
And Gwyneth. Yes.
Then wait a minute now. Hold on. You have 400. And she said, I said, Gwyneth, I just might drop your name. He said, well, he knows all of us. I'm going, no way. You really do know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Unbelievable.
Just real quick, we take pictures of everybody the first day of preseason camp, and that's my playbook.
Yeah, we're not talking 40 here. We're talking 400, right, man.
Yeah, and they all look the same with the hats and the outfits. I mean, can you say, Gwyneth, you're out of step over there?
That's crazy.
What is really crazy is when you've got siblings and sets of twins, right now we've got several sets of those. So,
unbelievable. I cannot believe Barry Houser says he had to turn away 800 people. Man. When you got here from Eastern, you're down there at Eastern, you got here, how many did you have audition at that time?
My first year here, we probably were, in some sections, we were short. We didn't have enough to fill out everything.
I think it's your energy, man. I do. I think it's the guy bouncing. You're like 30 now, 35 years old. You're just
you are too kind.
I mean,
I'll
tell you,
that.
Look at you. You haven't changed a bit, man. You're up there with the white glove. It's just such a huge deal. If our football team back in the day when we weren't very good, they always stayed till after your show. And then, they stay because the Marching Illini are the real deal. And having to audition so many kids, no wonder you got great players. They have to be great to make it.
Yeah, they really do. And that's what, even if I'm the average to mediocre band director, they're going to make me look great. So the point of that comment is it's not really me. It's really the students, and they want to be part of something successful. And so they come together and they work hard each and every day, and none of them are on scholarship or anything like that. Wow. It's a class that they take. So they're outstanding individuals that just love the University of Illinois.
How fun was the bowl last year? I mean, it had to be. That's right. A huge deal to get to do that, but a huge, enormous effort and expense to get to do that. But what a thrill for the kids on a bus all night.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people will look at it, well, what's the national championship? But for the band perspective, that is the best bowl that takes care of their bands anywhere.
Really?
It's far better than the national championship experience. It's very band friendly. I mean, our hotel was on the beach. They're in Clearwater.
Nice.
We had a better setup than the football team.
Wow.
I mean, it was magnificent because we were right there on the water.
And you know what? Those kids remember that bowl trip, and they want to go back, obviously. So you're kind of vested in the game. The band's very active during the game. You want to win so you can do that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a lot easier to cheer and to be there at those games, especially as the weather will turn here soon and it'll get really cold and you're sitting out there for 4 hours. If you're winning, you forget about how cold it is. So, they're definitely and fully supportive of the Illini football team. Same thing when we're in basketball, for men's and women's basketball, volleyball as well. So they're great, dedicated students that love the Illini.
Do you have the concert at the Assembly Hall? I mean, the State Farm Center? Is that happening?
Yeah.
Still? Okay, when is that?
It is coming back. It's
okay,
coming
good.
Back for the first time in 10 years. So October 8th,
okay.
Sunday. Sunday, October 8th at 3 p.m., and tickets are already available. We've already sold thousands of tickets already, so plenty of room there, though. So would love to see a lot of folks out there to catch the Marching Illini in person.
Do you have any fundraisers and things like that you do? And what's that money used for?
Yeah, so we don't do fundraisers specifically, but we have, the university development and advancement teams and efforts that, part of our practice field. We have a 60-foot tower out there in the shape of a block eye that was all provided by donors.
Okay.
So we have gift funds that are set up that people can donate to, which we're extremely grateful. Those funds go towards if athletics can't afford to take everybody on a bowl trip, we can sometimes supplement that to make sure that every member has that opportunity. When we travel to an away game, that's not covered under athletics right now. That's something that we actually cover. So when we went to Michigan last year, that's an expense that we do, and we take that from some of the gift funds that we have to make sure we can support the football team.
Do you guys realize how important you are? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but I don't know.
That's a great comment. I mean, I think there's times that yes, and there's other times maybe no, and I think part of that may be just trying to make sure that we keep our feet grounded.
Yeah.
We certainly don't want to think that we can exist without others. So I'm really careful with our messaging with even our students. We know we're a great organization, but I never want us to feel that we're too good, to just exist on our own. And I mean, let's be honest, if we didn't have football, is there a need for the Marching Illini? Some people could argue yes, because of community events and things like that. But honestly, our sole role is to support the football team.
Well, you do great at everything, and you sound always so good, but now I know why. And tell young Andy Isbell.
Andy Isbell!
Who I hired in the 90s.
Yes.
What a great voice. And
he
what
used to work with us in radio back in the day.
Good man. As a good man.
He is.
He really, really
Really
is.
Good man, and, you know, he was a member of the Marching Illini. Yep. So that was outstanding. And, yeah, he's been the voice of the Marching Illini now for well over 20 years.
I remember. Hey, listen, Barry Hauser, keep it going. We do appreciate greatly what the Marching Illini does and the amount of hours and minutes you put into this and the energy off the charts. But there are thousands upon thousands that just truly appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for some time this morning. Appreciate you all, and as always, go Illini!
Go Illini! Barry Hauser, Marching Illini Director, Marching Band. He's in charge of all the bands. He's
and Band Day tomorrow.
He does it big time, and 800 turned away from being... Wow.
Right.
That's huge.
Go Illini!
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wow. So Friday Night Football, Wisconsin at Purdue.
Yeah.
I don't think Purdue can beat Wisconsin. I don't know. I have no idea. But that's an interesting game.
That's a 6 o'clock
game. Do I root
game.
For Purdue? Because we play them next
week. In West Lafayette, Indiana.
Do we want them to win going into us or lose going? I don't know.
And then we have other games like Rutgers at number 2, Michigan. Maryland at Michigan State. That's 2:30. Of course, we're at 2:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then... Michigan and Northwestern is 6:30 on Saturday night. So lots of Big Ten action to look forward to. Of course, we'll be at PS After 3 if you want to join us. 1609 West Springfield Avenue, the Bullet Woody Wagon, lots of drink specials, lots of prizes, and tickets to the game as we face the Owls tomorrow. Great to hear from our band director, Barry Hauser, about the 1,500 students in for Band Day. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, athletic director Josh Whitman does his 5K, and then there's the Illini Walk, and just all the tailgating. It's a blast. Milwaukee beat St. Louis yesterday. Now we're gearing up for a series here on ESPN 93.5 starting at 8:40 against San Diego. Pittsburgh over the Cubs. Colorado is who we'll take on in US 105.9 at 1:20 today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Go Cubs! We need wins.
You have to get some wins here this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to Atlanta and Milwaukee to finish the year. Even though they'll be prepping for the playoffs, they're not going to lay down because they got to play. Okay, 8:48, check Greg's weather one more time coming up.
A biker, a Baptist minister, a Catholic priest, a veteran, and a farmer walk into a trucking company. Sounds like the beginning of a bad joke, doesn't it? Well, it's not. It's the diversification of the driver force at Gale Furrick's Trucking. At GFT, we welcome all qualified Class A CDL holders. So if you have 2 years of experience or less with military service, a clean driving record, and a positive work ethic, we want you to fill one of our 3 open regional van positions today. You will have every weekend at home and earn the money to enjoy it with our $1,200 weekly gross pay guarantee, in addition to all the other great advantages GFT offers. During the month of September, we are paying a $4,000 sign-on bonus to experienced drivers that want to work for a company that works as hard for them as they work for us. Call 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
That's Donna, as in Tim and Donna, and they run Dedicated Diesel and Gale Forex Trucking. I got this from Donna and Tim yesterday. Your loaded and rolling barbecue team, powered by Gale Forex Trucking, will be competing, well, locally, Terre Haute.
Okay.
October 7th. And we're not going to play football. We're playing the 6th that night against Nebraska. So you can drive down to Terre Haute in the Fork in the Road Barbecue Festival at the Mill Concert Venue, sponsored by WTHI Television. I think it's Channel 10 down there.
Okay.
There will be live music and a People's Choice competition where you can sample entries from all the competing teams and vote for your favorite, hopefully, them. 25 teams entered in multiple categories, cooking all four: chicken, ribs, pork, brisket. $4,000 championship.
Boy, that sounds awesome.
Yep, it's October 7 down at Terre Haute. If you want to go cheer for our local people, that would be awesome and a lot of fun. Let's check your weather one more time with meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. The rains have been even keeled, soaking, and certainly percolating of late. It's the usual trade-off between, harvest-related activities and backyard-related activities. Things will dry out over the course of the front part of the weekend, but boy, in the overnight hours, 6 inches in areas around Logan County out northwest of Decatur. That's the overnight rainfall totals, and up and around LaSalle County, close to 3 or 4 before all said and done. Most of that broader-based activity to the north and northeast of us as the morning progresses. Still a stray shower thunderstorm here this morning and late this afternoon, possible at 81 with a partly sunny sky. 57 tonight. Weekend forecast: kickoff temperature of 83 with sunshine, light wind, maybe a couple of isolated to widely scattered showers back in Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. 70 on Sunday, 70s Monday and Tuesday, back in an extended dry, milder pattern beginning mid to late next week. Highs between 75 and 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcast, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Okay, so we'll see you at Pia's later today, or live broadcast.
That's right.
It'll be from beginning at 3.
Right down the street from Pia's is Jet's Pizza, and that's our offer today.
Yep.
They're at 1907 West Springfield and 512 South Neal Street, but go Stever.com to try to get that $50, and we'll let you know at the end of the night.
Yep, you'll get an email if you're one of our winners, but go Stever.com to enter that. And then we play Florida Atlantic. Right now, we're just kind of about Illinois football. We were all this energy with Toledo and ended up winning, didn't play great, and then Kansas wasn't so good. I thought they showed me what I needed to see against Penn State, that we still have a very good defense.
Right.
We're ironing some things out. I think it's hard to know how bad of a day Luke Altmyer had. 4 interceptions. What if it's the best defense in America? Then you explain that 1 or 2 of them were just great defensive plays.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Time will tell. Will Penn State roll over Iowa? I don't think Iowa can stay with them. And I think Wisconsin will probably beat Purdue tonight in West Lafayette, but that's maybe right. Not. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
It's I just think the West, where Illinois is placed, is going to kind of a coin flip. It means we can win them all or lose them all. I mean,
that's right.
Real even. I think Nebraska-Illinois is pretty even, it looks like. Purdue, Iowa might be a tick better. Wisconsin might be a tick better. Maryland might be a tick better. Indiana, Northwestern, we're better than they are.
Yeah.
So that's why I still think we can get to six. Really, really important to keep the momentum going. But I think it'll happen. I think we'll get to six wins, which is a bull.
I'll be at Broadlands tomorrow. It's their homecoming festival. Looking forward to the pet and bike parade as I get out of the gate at 11 a.m. in downtown Broadlands. That'll be fun tomorrow.
Yeah, well, weather be warm.
I know.
I think we're in shorts tomorrow.
Exactly.
So. Football game as well. I think it's plenty warm in the 80s. So let's get it done and get that win tomorrow. Get a nice solid feel ahead of the Purdue game. And you're going against your defensive coordinator from last year. So
yeah.
Buckle up, Buttercup. Isn't that what Brett says?
It's true.
Buckle up, Buttercup. I know. Okay, we'll be back on Monday.
You know when he's finishing up because he says, I know.
We'll see you on Monday.
Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
Fighting Illini football versus Florida Atlantic University on Saturday, September 23rd. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, equipment try-on, live music, tailgating, and more. Get tickets as low as $15 for Fighting Illini football versus Florida Atlantic, Saturday, September 23rd at FightingIllini.com.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, my name is Josh Morford. I'm the youth minister at Muhammad Christian Church, and I want to inform you of something awesome that's going to be happening on September 22nd after the homecoming Muhammad Seymour Bulldog football game. Our church is going to be hosting something called the Fifth Quarter. What Fifth Quarter is it is a safe, fun environment for your middle school or high school student to come and have something fun to do after the football game. Our church is going to be providing food. We're going to have gift card giveaways. We're going to have things like inflatables and nine square and Gaga ball set up. We're going to have some different kind of games if those aren't your speed. We're going to have lots of awesome adult volunteers there to keep your kids safe. Let them have a really great time. And that party is going to go from the end of the game until 11:15. We would love to see you. Go Bulldogs.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here. Thank you.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.